It's Monday, November 25, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vitbian. With the presidential and national assembly elections scheduled for this coming Wednesday, preparations are in full swing to ensure public safety and smooth execution of the events nationwide. Deputy Commissioner Crispin Muvevo from the Comas Region's Police provided the latest update.
As the code of conduct indicates, during that time, we don't expect the people to come with their branded vehicles, party-branded vehicles, or wearing political colors at the polling stations. Those are highlighted to officials from different political parties.
Still on election matters, political parties including SWANU, the ruling SWAPO party, and the official opposition PDM held rallies across the country this past weekend. Activist Herbert Yao shared his observation with our team.
Amongst the big parties, SWAPO and PDM especially, we've seen this weekend kind of an increase in the promises being made. There's an attempt to now mobilize your membership, to mobilize your supporters, and to get people out in numbers, because the parties might worry correctly that the many young voters that have registered for this year's election, that the majority of voters are below the age of 35 this time round.
The PR and marketing manager at Social Enabled Education Namibia, Christine Chetunyenga, also shared her views.
I just want them to make an informed decision when voting on Wednesday. They should be aware of misinformation and propaganda, because a lot has been going on and a lot of misinformation has been thrown out there on social media. So really, they should do their research in the last 1 or 2 days. And come 27 November on Wednesday, they make the right choice.
Find the extended interviews on futuremedianews.com.na. The Save South Africa civic movement has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to step down over leadership failures, rising crime and child deaths linked to poisoned goods. It criticizes Ramaphosa's inaction on protecting the borders and access to illicit firearms. Spokesperson Tebogo Mashilompane claims his leadership has eroded public trust and demands decisive action to address unemployment, crime and corruption to restore faith in governance.
Our call is informed by the fact that we can now see that the president is not interested anymore into the things of the country. We want to further state that, Mr. President, you are not glued on that chair.
On the continent, Sudan is at risk of becoming a failed state as civil society collapses due to a rise in armed groups, according to Jan Egeland, head of the Norwegian Refugee Council, as reported by BBC Africa. Alongside the army and paramilitary rapid support forces, smaller ethnic groups are looting and attacking civilians. Egeland described the conflict as parties tearing down their own houses and massacring their own people. The 19-month power struggle has displaced over 10 million people, pushing Sudan towards starvation. To the U.S. now, where Donald Trump won't be sentenced in his hush money case, a New York judge announced on Friday. The U.S. president-elect was due to face his punishment in the coming days after being convicted of 34 felony charges in May. However, Judge Juan Merchan, overseeing the case, has now postponed the date indefinitely. Sally Patterson has the report.
They also say a Supreme Court immunity ruling from earlier this year means certain evidence used in the trial should never have been heard. The prosecution argues the conviction still stands, but concede sentencing could be delayed until after Trump serves his second term in office. Judge Juan Merchan has now paused all proceedings until he hears from both parties. That's due on the 9th of December.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.